when you open the door for somebody else.
Hey everybody, this is a special non-episode of the Vaccine Conversation.
A non-episode episode.
Right, where we are not going to talk about anything to
do
with
vaccines. Don't be excited. If you're excited because you think this is an episode, you're wrong. It's not an episode.
Yeah, we're very sorry. I mean, it's been probably 2 months since we've posted anything. We've been super busy.
You always wanted to take a break. Remember, you were always like, oh, let's take a break till the next season. And we never really did that before for very long. So this is kind of like a TV show. Let's just imagine.
Yeah.
It's the hiatus part of before they're filming again or something.
Yeah, but you were like, no, let's not take a break. Let's post. Let's get together and post something every couple of weeks.
Which we did for a very long time. And we gave so much good and usable content that's accessible to all of our listeners. I do still get people messaging me. They're just now introduced to the beginning of it. So it's like they've got, there's so much content there.
Yeah. So if you miss us, just go back to episode one and you can.
If you miss us and you're a true fan, just listen to every episode until you've memorized every line. Then and only then will we know that you're a dedicated fan.
Or there's our side podcasts. You know, I actually just finished. I just recorded my very last episode of A Tale of Two Sides, and that will post this week. And that's kind of sad to be done, but kind of exciting to kind of put that aside, and I don't know what else I'm going to do. Hopefully get back to the Vaccine Conversation with Melissa.
And then, or you could do an audio version of the vaccine book.
Yeah, I was going to do that, or maybe some commentary on the vaccine book, because it's an audio book already. But I might do some vaccine book commentary. But you have your, what they aren't telling you, and that's still.
I saw somebody on their Instagram. They shared it. They're like, "Oh, check out this podcast. It's really great. What they aren't telling us." I'm like, "Well, good luck searching that one, because that ain't the name of my podcast." I mean, it's true. There's a lot they're not telling us, but the name of the podcast is What They Aren't Telling You, and that one's, you know, I haven't really done much. I'm trying to get back to making new episodes where it's somewhat regular, but I recorded one that I told you got deleted because it never actually recorded. But the second, so I did two back to back. The second one recorded, and then I go back to like put the files in. I'm like, wait, what? Why is there only one folder? And I was thinking like, no, it's probably here somewhere.
Right.
And then it wasn't. It was gone, and it was about the New York Times opinion piece on Don't Go Down the Rabbit Hole About Critical Thinking. It was interesting. I said the most amazing things.
Was it interesting?
Yeah. And so
and
I'm
when you
have
try
some
to rehash something like that, it's never the same.
That's why I gave it a little time.
Okay.
So you were like, oh, you should record it again right away while it's fresh. It's like, actually, it's probably better for me. Take a break from it, go back, and then I'll have new most amazing thoughts.
See, you didn't have me here running the soundboard. That's
unfortunate. There goes that half hour.
Today's non-topic is we are basically just reaching out to our Wisconsin and all the surrounding states. What's around Wisconsin?
Every other state in the United States, because there's no excuse not to attend this event.
Well, there's Illinois, there's Indiana, there's Missouri. Or Missouri, depending on,
geography's not my thing.
There's Minnesota, right? There's anything. If I left you out, you know who you are. Wisconsin. We are coming to Wisconsin April 17. That's actually just a few weeks away. It's VaxCon 21, The Uncensored Truth.
Now, this is on a Saturday, right?
It is Saturday, yeah.
But there's
a
special VIP dinner, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you have a Friday night, the 16th of April, there's a VIP dinner. I don't know who the VIPs are going to be.
Because I was just thinking when you said the 17th, I was like, why did I get my flight for the 15th? Why am I going in so soon? I was like, no, wait, I swear there's an event before then. And there is. There's something on the 16th, which is why I'm flying in on the 15th.
Right.
So it's a weekend event, basically.
Yeah, it's totally cool. It's Del Bigtree, you and I, and I guess Dr. Judy is the VIP.
Okay.
I guess that's why they're calling it a VIP dinner. And you can sign up to join the special dinner Friday night. You get to hang out with all of us. And I don't know what we're going to do. We're just showing up. We're going to have some fun at dinner. And then all day Saturday is the VaxCon 21. We're going to just maybe share our latest and newest thoughts about everything that's going on in the world that's vaccine related and medical freedom related. And there's still tickets available. Tara says there's over like 500 tickets that they've sold already. So this is going to be a huge event. It's at the Wisconsin Dells, and you can get tickets at wuffstrong.org. So that's W-U-F-F as in Frank, W-U-F-F-strong.org. Or just Google search.
Which is Wisconsin United. What does it stand for?
I don't know.
I think it's the organization.
Freedom Fighters? Is it Wisconsin United
something.
Freedom something?
Either that or they really like dogs. They're like, woof, strong.
It's an animal rights group, and they branched out to vaccines. But yeah, VaxCon 21, you can search that or just go to woofstrong.org. Get your tickets while they're still there, because I imagine they're going to sell out eventually. Not just the VIP dinner, but right. the all-day conference. And what's cool is this isn't just an event where you and I, we kind of go and talk and hang out for an hour. This is all day long. So, you know, in between, you know, speaking events, we'll have our t-shirts there, our Vaccine Conversation Podcast Tour t-shirts, a lot of the vaccine books there, the new versions, and you'll have your VaxFax cards there to sell, and we'll just be hanging out. Want to meet everyone and
everything you're saying. I'm like, make a note. Don't forget. I'm looking at you like, wait, what? I'm doing what? Oh yeah. Okay. So I gotta. Okay. Yes. Yes. We're gonna have that. Of course we are.
Tara wants to. Why? Well, yeah. I'll forget later. So I'm asking you now. Tara wants to know your meal choice for Friday night because you won't email her back. Do you want vegan tiki masala or do you want potato crusted fish?
Definitely the fish. I'm going.
Oh, definitely the fish.
Yeah,
okay,
potato crusted fish. Who can turn down crusted fish? Like,
I know.
Yummy.
And that's no fair. Like, Cheryl's going with a slow roasted pot roast something.
How come I didn't get that option? I only get two.
Well, you don't eat pot roast, do you?
I do sometimes.
Oh, you can if you want.
Oh,
that.
Okay. I thought I only get these.
Well, I was like,
Melissa,
well, surely
you can only have these two. Everybody else here are four options for you.
Well, some sort of yummy beef dish.
Okay.
But that's not really
I do that sometimes.
Your jam. So
sometimes.
You want that instead?
Well, now I want a little bit of crusted fish plus some roast. I kind of want both. In fact, I'm hungry and this was not a good conversation to bring up right now.
Okay. But so, well, Tara, if you're listening to this,
Tara,
she wants both. But if you have to pick one, I guess go with the
fish.
Can
somebody sit we'll next see. To me that wants to split? We can share. Tara, do you know who's sitting next to me yet?
And do you want to ride from the airport Thursday night with somebody that lives there, or do you just going to find
question.
Your own way? It's about a 50-minute drive up
oh, wow.
to the Dells.
Okay. I'm going to think on that one.
And email her back.
Okay.
And she asked me, she's like, is Melissa really coming? She won't answer my emails. And I'm like,
we're
yes,
just
going
to have
coming.
To wait and see, I guess, huh? Hey, that's going to be the mystery. Will I or won't I? The truth is, Dr. Bob doesn't know. That's the funniest part, because even he can't get in touch with me these days. And so he's probably thinking, she says she's going, but I'm almost waiting for an email that says, I can't quite make it. You're going to have to handle this one on your own, buddy.
You're like, Dr. Bob, you love talking about COVID, right? No. You can talk, you know, give my talk.
I'll give him a cardboard cutout of me to like put on the stage and he can pretend.
So yeah, you've been so busy. I miss connecting with you and texting and, you know, chatting with you. But we'll get back to that Sunday. You've been busy with your job.
It's been busy. Yeah. And the good news, totally unrelated to vaccine stuff, but like I told you, I do mortgages now. So I do. Yeah. People are interested in new purchase homes, or they're refinancing their own home before the market's gone up for the last 7 weeks. So it's going to be crazy for the rest of the year. So this really is the time to do it. If you're in California, I can do it now. But I am going to get licensed in 7 other states for the upcoming months. And that's going to include Texas.
Cool.
It's going to include some of the places our listeners are. So if you want me to do your home loan and handle it and save you some money personally interact with me, please message me on my social media and I would be happy to take care of you. I'm doing well at the company. Top agent 3 months in a row.
Yes, 3 months in a row. I just heard about the first month. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'll just assume it's every month. And then
my goal would be to be every month for the rest of the year. It would be a huge accomplishment for me, just considering this is a new industry. And while, you know, numbers and data are not new to me, this is a new industry, but I went through the licensing and I'm learning from everybody that I can. I'm always asking questions. I want to be a source of information on this, and I'm doing well and I'm picking things up quickly. I know many people are like, oh, I'm not surprised, you know, because it's another type of research, right? I'm researching a different topic, but you'll be taken care of. You're in good hands. And if you have a need for that or have a friend or family that is, please contact me and I will, I'll take care of you.
All right. Do you have your picture up on the like employee of the month wall, like sort of like a dorky self-portrait thing yet?
Or well, first of all, if I had a self-portrait, it wouldn't be dorky. It would be amazing. And no, they don't have that. Though I am going to be doing a photo shoot possibly this weekend for my new website.
Oh, cool.
Which has also been kind of put on hold. Everything's sort of been put on hold. But yeah, I was like, you know what? I need to start scheduling these things. So a photo shoot should be coming. Very glamorous. We'll see. I might do a couple of them just to, you know, have some great content. I love what Candace Owens did in her new photo shoots is totally kind of like what I would do. Classy, conservative, journalistic, but high fashion mixed together was what I'm looking for. I haven't done a photo shoot in a while. So I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, your last photo shoot was Pregnant with Justice.
Yeah.
Is that right?
My gosh, that was a long time ago. And even that was like a short kind of thing. Yeah. Being able to do one just for myself, for my own, you know, branding before I used to do them for my music. So this is a little different, but I miss it. I actually used to really enjoy it. And now obviously working at a job that actually pays money, like real money. You know, I can afford to do like something that I can treat myself to doing that I haven't done in a really long time. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, speaking of photo shoots, you and I are shooting the first episode of the Vaccine Conversation video series, like in like a week and a half from now.
You mean the in studio version?
Right.
The in studio version.
Yeah.
We are actually both live and in studio.
Yeah. It's going to be basically the Vaccine Conversation movie. And we're going to video some awesome episodes and start distributing those, putting those out there so you can share those with people.
And Dr. Bob said, I can't say what I want to say. He's going to script everything that has to be said. So I'm not allowed to have free reign in conversation. So if you notice me looking straight like a little robotic, just know that my lines have already been written for me and I'm not allowed to have original thoughts.
Or the real story there is, Melissa, do you want to help me write out the Vaccine Conversation movie script and then outline it and come up with all topics? And you're like, no, just tell me when and where. I'll show up. I'll do the movie. But
I did never say, tell me what to say.
No, you're right.
I never said that. And you guys should know me better than that. There is nobody that would script something that I would say. I would not have an easy time being a part of something like that. So I will have my candid, as usual, interpretation of whatever it is that Dr. Bob thinks I should be talking about.
I wrote it out like I just envisioned the whole hour in my mind and how the conversation is going to go. And I wrote it all down. I'm like, okay, Melissa's either going to go with the flow or she's going to make it even better. So which choice do you guys want? Right.
We'll see how that turns out.
That'll be fun. I'm looking forward
to
that.
April 3rd.
And then finally, the last reason for this little mini episode is I am coming to Oregon Saturday, April 24. So the Saturday after Wisconsin. And I'm joining the Healthy Immunity 2021 conference in Oregon, in Ashland, Oregon. And you can join me and let's see, there's Dr. Buerger, Dr. Grunwald, Brian Hooker, Jennifer Margulis, Elizabeth Mumper, she and I go way back, Paul Thomas, and myself. We're all doing a day-long immunity conference. That's going to be tons of fun. You will email somebody to find out about those tickets. You email info@healthyimmunity.org. info@healthyimmunity.org. Tickets are going fast, so why don't you know, be sure to jump on that. And I'm looking forward to seeing people there. You couldn't make it to that just because...
I wish we could be like a video show right now with the number of tickets being sold on the screen. That's just like...
The little ticker going up.
390 tickets sold in the last 5 minutes. Only 100 tickets left. This is your chance. Oh, 75. Only 75 left.
Well, there might only be that many left. So... Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We're doing these places, we're doing these events in venues where they're allowed to have events and have them be open. And
they're allowed to be
people.
Next to other humans.
Right, exactly. You only have to be 3 feet apart now, which is way better than 6 feet apart.
Oh, gosh. Right. What's gone on this last, the last several months?
I didn't mean to get you started.
I'm like, speaking of which.
Okay, so that's all for today, you guys. It's been great.
No, but we're going to have to come back and talk about some of this stuff because even the last couple of months, since the new presidency's shifted, you know, everybody thought it's going to be magic, everything's going to be better, but now it turned into double masks, vaccines plus masks. We're never going to get rid of masks. Like, everything has now, like, has not improved even in the slightest, even though, you know, obviously more time has gone by. And it's just interesting how the political connection to what's going on is very prevalent.
Yep. So I'll just give you once more, since you probably forgot what we said earlier, because we've had so much, you know, entertaining conversation since, but WuffStrong.org.
You're so random. WuffStrong.org. I'm like the presidents, and you're like the presidents and the politics, and you're like, speaking of which, WuffStrong. Like, it's out of nowhere.
If you like animal rights, just join WuffStrong.org or info@healthyimmunity.org. Get your tickets now, and we look forward to seeing you guys there.
Can I bring up the fact that Biden fell on the stairs?
Oh, yeah.
Can I bring that up? I know we're not a political show, and there's no real political affiliation here, but, you know, when you're talking about the leader of the country, you do sort of want somebody who's strong and able and in good shape.
Somebody who's WUF strong.
Who's at least just strong, even if they're not WUF strong. Right. Just strong. I'll take that much. I'll take that much. And, you know, perhaps the double masking and the lack of oxygen really affects your motor skills and your ability to, especially as you get up in age and you have some other cognitive issues. Maybe that's something to pay attention to. Maybe that's not the message that we need at this point when we need to get everybody healthy. But anyway, so keep an eye on my social media too. You know, I've continued to post. I'm a little more visible again, so that's good. I'm not being shadow banned quite the same
way. Yeah, every so often. But you get put in timeouts every week, every few weeks.
I know. Just bad, Melissa. Go sit in the corner.
I mean, baby wraps? How dare you talk about baby wraps and baby wearing?
And then you can't contact them because of COVID. So there's really nobody that you can go to about it. So it never gets handled. You just have to wait it out and accept it, even if it was unjust.
Yeah. Dude, I was censored on Amazon. They took down my vaccine book.
Wow.
And they took down Paul Thomas's and Jennifer's vaccine
book. Let's do an episode on that next.
Yeah. And it was crazy. And they said I was violating copyright. I was putting, you know, like hate speech and like the wrong types of terms on my search terms. And turns out, like a week later, they're like, oops, sorry, we don't really know what happened. We'll put you back up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so that
did
was
you fight it or did it come back on its own?
We jumped on board to fight it. And then like the next day, it went back up. And so my publisher thinks they just put it back up before any of our efforts even reached them. That they think they just figured out they somehow made a mistake.
But just coincidentally, the three didn't
Our book and their book at the exact same time.
Seems a little interesting.
It is. So I don't know how much longer we'll have vaccine books on Amazon, too. I mean, you never know. But
so that's why you have to come to events in person to become educated on stuff like this. You can't count on social media to be the access point for us to get information to you.
Right.
We're going to have to do it person to person. And you're going to have to show up at these things, as inconvenient as it is to go anywhere these days.
Yeah.
I mean, people are lazy. Like, the truth is, even before COVID, people are just like, oh, I don't want to have to go to this thing. You know, I'll just watch it on, I'll just stream it, or I'll just, you know, I'll catch it later. Listen, guys, we can't be complacent. We can't be lazy anymore. We have to be physically active. We have to stay connected. So this is the way to do it. We talk about this in our actual event, at our events, we talk about this. It's so important. Physically go. You'll meet somebody. You'll make a friend. You'll connect with somebody who's in the same boat, probably has kids, people that live near you. This is how we build the community. So make sure and show up, and then we'll keep you informed on the next states that we have going on.
Yeah, as soon as we set up another tour, we'll get back here and do a partial episode on where we're
going. There you go, on another non-episode episode.
Right, right. And I want to add that if we get our first episode of our vaccine conversation movie done next week and it's kind of packaged, we might even be able to show some of it in Wisconsin. Maybe show some previews or some clips of it, or maybe not the whole thing, but maybe put it up there a little bit.
A little pressure, a little bit of pressure there. But we do have some really great snippets of the audio from the live events we've done, and we need to start sharing those. So we'll probably make a couple of our next episodes some snippets from our live events. Now, we're not going to give you the whole thing because you're going to want to see the whole video version of it when we make those available also, but we'll at least give you an idea of what it was like in the crowd at those particular places in those states, because that would be nice. We can do that until we have back to content time.
Yeah, you told me to put that together, but I was like, I don't want to share the whole thing.
And no, I said snippets.
So I forgot that you said snippets, so I will get on that. So you might get something from us.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Anyway, you guys, info@healthyimmunity.org for Oregon and WFFWFFWFStrong.org for Wisconsin. I look forward to seeing you guys there.
Information in this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your healthcare professional for information on vaccines and infectious diseases.